Good morning, everyone. Let's go ahead and call this meeting of the Operations and Governance Committee meeting to order. The date is August 24th, 2022. First item on the agenda is a roll call to determine a quorum. Maria?
Ms. Alding?
Here.
Mrs. Sagaski?
Here.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Mr. Hicks?
Here.
Ms. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Honigman? Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I will now go over the remote and in-person meeting rules for the day. For the members of the public who are joining us remotely, to observe the meeting, go to trpa.gov. Under the calendar header, click on Governing Board Hybrid Meeting for August 24th, 2022. There you will find a link to the public webinar hosted on Zoom. To address the committee members directly with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have used the dial-in numbers to join us by telephone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To remote committee members, that's you, Alexis. Good morning. If you wish to speak, you can also now raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the hand icon on the bottom of your screen. Remote committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or to have sidebar conversations. Please, everyone, remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. Finally, I would also like to ask that all remote members turn on their cameras if they are able to do so. So, Alexis, we'd love to see your lovely face this morning if you have the capability of turning on your camera. Members of the public who have joined us in person, please raise your hand at the appropriate time for public comment, and you will be called on to come forward to speak. Committee members who are in person, please raise your hand if you wish to comment and speak clearly into the microphone in front of you. If you are viewing the webinar on a personal computer, please ensure that your microphone and speakers are turned off to prevent audio feedback into the room. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Chris, any changes?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Then we will deem the agenda approved as posted. Approval of minutes. We are now on agenda item number 2, approval of minutes. We have a set of minutes from June 22nd, 2022. You can find these on page 17 of your packet. Does any member of the committee wish to make any changes? Okay. Thank you. Alexis, any
Madam
changes
Chair?
To the minutes?
Yes. Oh, I just wanted to make sure that you knew I wasn't here at the last meeting. So, Scott was there for me, so right. I won't be voting.
We'll
Thank
have
you.
One abstention. Okay. Thank you so much. Not hearing. Alexis, did you have any comments?
No changes, Madam Chair, and I'll have my camera on in a few minutes here.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much. All right. Seeing that there are no suggested changes to the minutes, is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
And we have a motion. Any comments on the question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No objections and one abstention. Thank you. Moving on to item 3, approval of the July financials. This is agenda item number 3 as noted, which is a recommendation to approve the July financials. Information on this item can be found on page 103 of your packet. Chris?
For the record, Chris Kyler, Finance Director for the agency. Can we have the next chart, please? I'm not going to talk too much about this. It's 1 month into the year, so there's not really a lot of data to extrapolate on. We have billed the two states for their contributions. The Nevada payment came in August, not in July. And I don't really expect the California payment to arrive until probably September. It's not in yet. Can we have the next slide, please? This is the performance against the budget. The main things on here, like I said, is the state funds and the fees are pretty much where we expect them to be for 1 month at this point. There's no revenue on the grant side because we bill most of those in arrear, so you won't see a revenue number in there for some time. The only expense numbers on this chart that really make any sense are the comp side, which is pretty much right where we expected it to be at this point. Contracts is almost negligible because all the checks we wrote in July were for last expenses and we'll hit last year's financials. We did just complete our annual salary merit review cycle, and those pay increases will be in this Friday's paychecks for the employees. We did lose an employee, one of our GIS techs, who's been working remotely, got a much higher paying job down in the Bay Area. And that continues to be a problem for us, especially in these highly technical positions. It's taken us almost a year to replace Reed, one of our other data specialists. We do have two planner positions open, a grant manager position open, replacing the GIS tech, GIS person, and then, of course, there's the ED position that remains open. Could I have the next chart, please?
Chris, I have a question.
Sure.
Just on that personnel problem that we have, higher salaries, you know, obviously we can't compete with private industry, but how are the salaries in comparison generally to Nevada state salaries and California state salaries?
We're actually in the middle of doing a review of that because we're about to submit our budget request to the state and we're asking for funding for that. As a general rule, we've been just below, we target obviously to get to at least the 50th percentile in all of the pay categories. And right now we're in the high mid 90s. But that's not, without those pay ranges have not been updated for the last 12 months. And we're going to do that this coming year. When we do so, we expect those things are going to go up with all the inflation that's going on and all the pay raises that are going on.
And Chris, I was noted during a last meeting the fact that we were going to approach the states about some sort of inflationary adjustment in connection with their annual contributions.
I have a chart on that in the few minutes, actually. But yeah. This is the cash flow chart. Again, there's one data point on there, and it's deep red because we didn't. The only cash we received in July was the fee revenue. The state revenues will start coming in, so we'll see a big jump up in August for the $2 million we get from Nevada, and then we should get the California money in September. Next chart, please. I show this to you periodically, so I wanted to bring this in. This is kind of recent grant awards. So it gives you an idea of how we're out hustling money from grantors to things. There's some really big numbers on here because of the LTRA money and the infrastructure bill that went through Congress. So you can see over on that side of the ledger, there's over $10 million of funding coming in. That's all going to be multi-year funding. So it's not, it's going to be spread out over multiple years. And of course, most of it's on the AIS program, so it doesn't really go to TRPA staff. It's going to go for AIS work. The Tahoe Keys project, for example, was a big consumer of that money because of the monitoring stuff, which is on our watch. Then we had some additional funds coming in for, we got a Nevada license plate grant for monitoring algae in the lake. We've gotten some ARPA money from the state of Nevada for the scanning project to digitize the records. We're still waiting on hearing on a California grant for the same project, digital initiative grant, but we haven't heard anything back on that yet. And TSAC continues to be supported well as well, getting in good money. Over there on the right, I kind of put up the OWT because it's an annual thing at the beginning of every year, but this is the result of a lot of hard work by Nick and Michelle and stuff working with the funders on the transportation side. So you can kind of see that money flowing in as well. So we're doing a lot of work to bring in all this money. All the stuff that Julie's doing with Congress and working the Congress delegation, getting LTRA. You're probably going to hear more about re-upping LTRA because it expires in 2 years, so it needs to be re-upped and things like that. So this is kind of a positive good news chart. Next chart, please. Here's our budget request to the states. So in California, the way our budget works is we submit it to the California Natural Resources Agency. They do initial screening based on their understanding of what's going on with the budget and their conversations with the Department of Finance. And then they come back and tell us which ones they're willing to support and stuff. So the first three items on there all have support from Natural Resources. And that's the staff salary adjustments, the digital transformation project, the scanning, and the bi-state transportation ask, which is a big ask, but it's one that Wade Crowfoot, the secretary, is very enthusiastic about. Julie talked to him about it at the summit, and he's very pleased to support that. They did not support the other three items. And the biggest part of that is the California General Fund expects to be in financial difficulty in the next coming up in the next year or two. So they're just not approving any additional requests for general fund money in the state of California. Most of our money comes from the Environmental License Plate Fund, which is healthy, but it's not healthy enough to cover all these other items. the inflation adjustment they shot down because it's just a policy matter on the Department of Finance that they don't fund inflation increases. We could try to push that, but it's a limited opportunity there.
Chris, this is Barbara Sikeski. Can you tell me a little bit about the to be determined in Nevada category, the bi-state transportation plan?
There are multiple multiple parts to the bi-state transportation plan, which may process through different venues. The $5 million in California includes, it's I think three items. Maybe Nick can help me on this.
Good morning, Nick Haven with transportation staff. So the California request, the $5 million, that's a one-year contribution for essentially the Emerald Bay corridor, so transportation project implementation. And then in Nevada, we're actually working with DCNR on some bond, EIP bonds, Tahoe EIP bonding. And so that's maybe why it doesn't show up here as a budget request, because it's not going through the budget process. It's more through the bond program through DCNR.
It's not going through us. It's going through DCNR.
Correct. So it's doing more direct. Yeah, and that's about $2.5 million. So that's this is part of the what we're dubbing the 777 funding strategy for transportation, and that's essentially $7 million federal, $7 million state, and $7 million local private. And so if you add together the $5 million and then the two point five in Nevada, that gets you the state $7 million for 1 year.
What we will be doing, though, is we'll be requesting about $360,000 for TTD for their operating expenses. And there's a similar request in part of the $5 million in California is the same. They've come to us and asked us to get them into the budget for a total of $1 million, basically to pay for their headquarters operation, pay for Carl and the team. So that will be going through us because they don't exist in the Nevada budget system. So we're carrying.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Nevada, the last one would be the last column where it's not available. Is that, can you explain why it's not available? Is it just they don't know yet? Is that coming from the same source that you talked about? That's where the.
No, that's not applicable. Okay. That particular line item is to build a permanent AIS inspection station in Myers. On the California side, we weren't going to ask Nevada to pay for that, but there's also a plan to do a permanent station at Spooner that will be part of the Highway 28 corridor, and we'll be talking about the funding through that process.
And I'm assuming, Chris, that when those plans materialize, that will be an ask next year, in the next fiscal year. Do we have any idea, Nick, what the total cost might be?
You know, we're actually working on an estimate right now. I know they're getting some design work done, not only on the Myers station, but some idea of specifications for the Spooner station. The thing with the Spooner station is it's going to be part of a larger parking strategy there. And so we're trying to time that appropriately. But we'll have better cost estimates, I think, next year around. Or a potential ask.
Okay, but in terms of equipment and technology, I'm assuming the two stations will be very similar in nature.
Right? Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
If I can ask a quick question.
Certainly.
Thank you, Chair. When you're talking about the parking, there's the parking across the street that has been there with those two, I don't know how many years that's been in there, but you don't have enough over on the other side. There's not enough area to facilitate parking. How many spots are you looking for?
Yeah, so again, that design is happening now. So I don't have an exact number of spots. However, it is on that side where like the sledding occurs. But the actual location of the parking lot is actually going to be down north a little bit, like directly across from the Spooner Lake entrance. And so it makes a better intersection. There's more room. It's flat. And so that's the plan for the parking and AIS station.
Okay. Sorry, Matt, when you do get the information, would you mind letting me
sure. know? Sure, yeah, I'll coordinate with TTD on that because they're trying to move that project forward. We'll make sure you have the information.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Nick.
I should also say on the Meyer station, We actually do have some other funding that we're using to do planning and stuff like that. So that we will continue to plan for a permanent station in Myers. But we'll still have to figure out a funding source for the full build out. We're already in alignment with CTC. It's going to be on CTC land. So we just need to figure out what the right way is of pursuing capital financing for that.
Okay. And do we have any tentative sources, or are we still mulling that over?
Still working that out.
Still working that out. Okay. All right. Is it possible that CTC has the resources to commit to the project in addition to providing the location?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Okay. All right. These are tight. All right. Any further questions by members of the committee?
Wait a minute. I have another chart. But before I do that, what was I going to say? The Nevada contribution is still $366,000 a year short of the two-thirds, one-third ratio.
Right.
So we'll be making some requests in to shorten that gap. I know it's also been a conversation with the interim committee as well, and they are supportive of that, getting that up to their two-thirds, one-third ratio.
Well, being supportive and having the funds to meet the ask.
Nevada just changed their director for the budget office, and now there's a whole new budget office director who's probably drinking from a fire hose at this point.
Okay.
Stevenson would go over to take Susan Brown's place in budget. Yeah. I guess that was the last I heard. The next chart, I just wanted to show you where we are with the building stuff. On the left there is where the current work is doing. At the top of that photo is basically the roof over our head. So you can see we're almost done with this project. On the right is the roof over Joanne's office, and that's been completed. We do have solar panels up there, but I think at the upper left side of the roof, yes, there's a solar panels. Yeah, on the Joanne's side. That's been part of the issue, is having the solar panels out, disconnect them, move them out of the way, put the roof on, move them back, and reinstall them. So right now they're not generating any electricity, but they will once we get done. Just some other things. We're working on final contracting issues for the retaining wall, but that'll be under contract, and Flipper is committed to getting that done before the end of grading season. If you stroll around the lobby, you can see we've made good progress on the lobby area and stuff like that. You see the chairs, the carpeting, painted the walls, things like that. So we're getting ready to open our front door. So we'll have a receptionist sitting there and an unlocked front door so people can come in and visit the agency.
Yeah, that's great. Is that a single ply TPO roof?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
But this time it's going to be installed correctly.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's always critical to install it correctly. Product can't do its job if it's not properly installed, right? Is that the conclusion of your report? Okay. Any other comments or questions by members of the committee? Alexis, did you have any comments or questions?
I just really appreciate that TRPA is continuing to help with the operations support of TTD, and I really I'm excited about where we're going with the grants with the state of Nevada. And if there's any way that I can help, I know that we have a subcommittee meeting coming up here, and I've got that on my calendar, but I just want to make myself available to the staff for the state of Nevada. So thank you.
Thank you, Alexis. I'm sure we'll take you up on that offer. All right. Seeing no further discussion, we will now move to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. I don't see any members of the public in the audience, so we will move to any members who might wish to make comments, or any members of the public wishing to make comments virtually. Maria?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to make public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. If there are no further comments by the committee, I'll entertain a motion to recommend to the governing board approval of the July financials. Okay, we have a motion to approve. Any comments on the question? Seeing none, all those in favor? I guess we should probably do this appropriately, so we'll have a roll call. Thank you, Maria.
Mrs. Sagaski.
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Mr. Honigman and Ms. Aldean.
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. We'll now move on to item 4 on our agenda, a recommendation to approve an authorization of request for advance allocation of regional early action planning 2.0 funds as required by the California Department of Housing and Community Development for receipt of funds to accelerate progress towards state housing goals and climate commitments through regional actions. This item can be found on page 241 of your packet. And is Karen here to present? Yes, there you are. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Karen Fink with the TRPA Housing Program. So the state of California has funded a new competitive grant for metropolitan planning organizations, and it's intended to help regions meet their housing needs and also climate goals. And it's called the Regional Early Action Planning Grant, and it's version 2.0, so REAP 2.0. And this grant is very much tied towards helping regions implement their sustainable community strategy, the SCS, and also helping local jurisdictions in that region meet their regional housing needs assessment requirements, the RENA. And we here at in the Tahoe region, we're approaching implementing both of these through the Tahoe Living Strategic Initiative. So for this grant, MPOs will administer the funds, and as part of that, they need to conduct a robust public outreach process to determine the best use of the funds for the region. And overall, TRPA is eligible for $604,000, and we're also able to apply for up to 10% of that as a cash advance, and that advance can be used to be put towards outreach activities and program development. So today we're asking for your authorization for the executive director to sign that advance allocation application, and that's required by the California Department of Housing and Community Development. And then we'll be back before the end of the year with the full grant application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Karen. It seems pretty straightforward. Any comments or questions from members of the committee?
I had a quick question on this. The remaining funds, are they for planning purposes or for actually implementing projects and programs? And I know that crosses the line there, but.
So the HCD has allocated them to be used for either planning or implementation. And so part of what we're doing with our outreach process is determining what's the best mix of that for our region.
Okay, great. Yeah, the more we can put toward solving the problems, but I realize we need plans in place, and we had such a great workshop at the last meeting talking about some of the efforts that need to be underway. So I know there's costs with that, but then we can actually get some something on the ground is always important.
Sure. Well, I think not only having those physical improvements, but I think psychologically it's important that, you know, that we demonstrate our will to move forward. So all right. Alexis, did you have any comments or questions on this item?
I'm with our member Gustafson on, you know, wanting to see things on the ground, but no, I have no other questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It sounds like there's somebody else in the room who has a comment to make.
Yeah, there's a bit of childcare happening until 9, so thanks for everyone's patience.
All right. Thanks, Alexis. Seeing no other comments or questions by members of the committee, we will now go to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Again, seeing no one in the audience who wishes to comment on this item, we will see if we have any folks interested in participating virtually. Maria?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to make public comment.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. If there are no further comments by members of the committee, I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval of a resolution contained in Attachment A, authorizing the Executive Director to submit an advance allocation request to the California Department of Housing and Community Development for up to $60,413, which is 10%. Of the total amount available.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you. Any comments on the question? Seeing none, Mari, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mrs. Sagaski?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman? Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. And that brings us to item number 5, which is a quarterly treasurer's report. Information on this item can be found on page 377 of your packet. This is an informational item only.
Okay, Chris Arler, Finance Director again. We're delayed 1 month on this because we didn't have a meeting last month, but these are mostly current numbers. I thought I'd show you the rate yields. These are in a lot of flux, and they're all going up because of inflation needs and what the Fed's doing. In fact, I looked at it yesterday, and the spread between a 3-month note and a 30-year T-bill was 50 basis points, 0.5%. So it's about as flat as you can get. There's some weirdness in there because of supply and demand. The upshot of that is there's just no point in going long term with any of these investments because you're not getting any real return. And as interest rates continue to shoot up, we're going to continue to see book losses. We won't have real losses because we're holding maturity, but you will see book losses. And if you look at the return on there from the principal group pool, you see it's negative, but that's because of mark to market. If we actually hold that until maturity, which we will, we're actually going to have a positive return of 0.84%, which is not bad compared to the rest of it. If we go to the next chart, please. This kind of shows where the money is, and you can see we have a huge amount of money is in the local government pools that are run by the state treasurers in California and Nevada. We always use those basically as working capital accounts. So we put, when we get the state money at the beginning of the year, we throw it in there, and then we draw it down during the course of the year to cover expenses. So that's $17.4 million of that. The rest of it, it's all in treasuries and investment grades. We have the next chart, please. The pie charts kind of show where it's going. On the left, you have the type of investment, and on the right, you have the maturities. And like I said, it's all short, and it's all safe until we start seeing some stabilization in terms of rates and where things are going. But the rest of the world isn't looking too good today either. So I was looking at Europe is pretty much in recession at this point, and China's way down from where they used to be. So,
okay, we should count our blessings then, I guess.
Yeah.
As long as we don't, you know, erode any of our principal, that's the important thing.
The euro's below 1-to-1 on the dollar now. It's below a dollar.
So. Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Okay. And the pound's like 117, which is pretty low too. Anyway, that's it, unless there's any questions.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee on this item? Yes, Bud. Did you have a question? Oh, okay. all right, seeing no questions by members of the committee, Alexis, I'm assuming you have nothing to, no questions to ask?
No questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. We'll go to public comment on this item. Any member of the public wishing to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you'll be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Maria, any members of the public wishing to comment virtually?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to make
public
comment.
Thank you. And we will close public comment. And again, this was an information item only. We'll move on now to item 6, upcoming topics. Chris.
Okay, next month, in addition to the usual stuff, there are several transportation items, an FTIP amendment, and TDA. There was also a mitigation fund release that was supposed to be on the calendar for this month. The city asked us to postpone it next month, so that'll be coming in next month as well. Longer term, I think most of you probably know CTC has been working on purchasing the Motel 6 property, which would be a great acquisition to clean that up. Part of the financing for that will be excess coverage mitigation funds. We've been talking with staff over there. They've been keeping us in the loop, and they've asked to come here to brief the committee in terms of what they're doing, both in terms of the project itself, but then just a sort of a general briefing in terms of how they are utilizing and how they're working with the land bank. So they're proposing that they come in October for a more detailed briefing, so we'll slot that in there. I think this will probably lead to a broader discussion on land bank and how excess coverage mitigation funds are or should be used going forward. We've kind of tried to have the same rules in place for both states, but both states have kind of different situations they're dealing with and different internal mechanisms for going on. I think we told you NDSL did make an acquisition. They made a small acquisition up on Kingsbury using some ECM money. But they've been California has been leaving this money in the bank with us for this time because they've been working on this project for a long time. And that would be a big win. So that's a good project coming up.
Would it be appropriate, Chris, to ask State Lands to participate in those discussions if they have anything to report that they might want to share with the committee at the same time as CTC comes forward?
Sure. We could ask Ellery to come.
Okay. That would be great. Great. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if they've got the briefing on their property acquisition. It wasn't a huge acquisition, but it was the first one they've done in a few years.
Well, it did show some forward progress, so yeah. I think it might be worthwhile.
They have, I mean, their problem is there's just not that much available on the other side. So.
Right. No, I understand. And not that much money available to acquire those lands.
Other things coming up is it's time to do we'll be bringing you an inflation adjustment for planning fees coming up. I think you're going to hear from Arlo later today about recommending that the planning fund be treated as an enterprise fund, meaning they would want planning to fully fund its own operations, the planning department. That would mean a fee increase of probably more than just an inflationary adjustment. So we're not ready to talk about that yet, but at some point we can have that conversation. We keep that in mind. We'd also like to do an adjustment to the mitigation funds because those have not been changed in any way for like 10 plus years. And that's not just our stuff, but we also have a rental car mitigation fund that's part of the TTD financing. We collect it. It's our fee, but we immediately turn all the money over to TTD. They've asked if that can be increased as well. So we'll bring those two to some time this fall.
Is there, refresh my memory, do we charge an administrative fee of any kind? Processing those funds?
For the RCMF, I don't believe we do. For the other mitigation funds, we do. But the way it was structured as a percentage of the interest income that we get from holding the funds. And since we're investing our funds at 0.25%.
Right. It doesn't amount to much.
It's not much.
Okay. Okay.
But yes, there's a provision in there for us to get some admin fee off.
Okay. Great. Anything else, Chris?
That's it.
Okay.
Unless anybody has a question?
Thank you. Anyone have any questions? All right. Then we will go to Alexis. I assume you have no questions regarding this item. Okay. Then we will move on to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing star 9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Maria, any members of the public wishing to comment?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to make public comment.
Okay, then thank you very much. We will close public comment. And again, this was an informational item only. That takes us to item number 7, committee member comments. Any member of the committee wishing to comment on anything of any importance? On the weather, perhaps. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a lot cooler up here than it is in the valley. Nice to be here. Yes, it is. It is all right. Great. Then we will move on to our last public interest comment period, our final matter of business. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee at this time, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing star 9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Maria, any public comment?
Madam Chair, there is no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. And is there a motion to adjourn? All right, we have a motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you, Alexis. And just for anyone, we don't have a lot of people in the audience, but the governing board will proceed in 10 minutes in this room and on this platform, providing the legal committee concludes its business by then. Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.